So this was to be a full-scale invasion and an annexation of Greece. That being the case, fairly clearly, the Greeks had plenty of time to prepare. Such an invasion is not put together in a week or a month or even a single season. In fact, throughout the end of the 480s, the Athenians and the rest of the Greeks must have known that there was a huge invasion looming from Persia. So how did they respond? How prepared were they? The unfortunate and depressing answer is that they were not prepared at all. With the sole exception of Athens, and even here it may have been good luck more than anything else that played a hand. Late in the 480s, the Athenians struck a particularly rich vein of silver on their territory at Laurion. You can still go there today and actually climb into the galleys cut by the workers in those silver mines. When this great find was discovered, it was initially proposed that it should be shared equally among the Athenians. An episode, by the way, which I think shows that the Athenians clearly didn't understand the mechanisms of inflation. Instead, Themistocles, one of the leading Athenian politicians of the day, proposed that the money not be distributed to the Athenians individually, but that the money be spent instead on building a navy. Now, ostensibly, the navy was to be involved in a war against Athens' perennial neighbour and foe, the island of Aegina. But fortunately, the effect of this was that, 4 years later, when the Persians arrived, the Athenians had a fleet of 200 ships ready-made. And that would play an enormous role in the Greek victory over the Persians. But other than this preparation of a fleet, the Greeks did not prepare for the Persian invasion at all. They were slow to organise their resistance, and in fact, when the Persian forces began pouring into Greece, into northern Greece, the Greeks actually abandoned the first location that they had held where they would make their first resistance, at Tempe in northern Greece. Now, the Greek mainland is cut by mountain chains that run north, west and southeast. And as a result, it means that there are certain nodal points where it is possible to block the passage of a large force coming from the north of Greece down through the centre and to the south. Tempe was one such place. And by abandoning Tempe, the Greeks lost the opportunity of a forward resistance that would then protect the rest of the Greek mainland. Instead, they withdrew further south. The second place where they took a stand was at Thermopylae. And yet, even here, the united forces of the Greek army did not take their stand against the Persians. Instead, it was left to a single Spartan king and essentially his private contingent, his royal bodyguard of 300 Spartans, to try to hold the pass at Thermopylae. Now, this is one of those episodes in Greek history where we are actually studying a defeat. But the impact of this episode was such that it was, of course, a moral victory for the Greeks. The story of Leonidas and the heroic resistance of the Greeks at Thermopylae reverberated throughout the rest of Greek history. Stories abounded to attest to the courage of these men. When a scout came from the Persian ranks and said to Leonidas that the Persian archers were so numerous that they would darken the sky with their arrows, apparently one of the Spartans replied, "So much the better, we'll fight in the shade." And, even more dramatically, when in fact Leonidas had been cut down and his 300 Spartans died around him, a marker was put up commemorating their burial, on which was engraved that two-line epigram famous in Greek history, written by Simonides, saying, "Go, stranger, tell the Spartans, we lie here dead, obedient to their orders." So very early on, these defeats of the Greeks are being transformed somehow into a moral victory, the Persians being demonized and turned into a monstrous enemy. The reality is that at Thermopylae, after their three-day resistance, the Greeks were defeated. At around the same time, the Greek fleet at Artemision fought in a battle with the Persians, which did not lead to a decisive victory on one side or the other, an inconclusive engagement. And so by 480, Persian forces had been able to march down into central Greece and now were even marching towards Athens itself. And still, the Greeks had not put up a concerted resistance, nor had they won a victory against the Persians.